This is Melissa.
Melissa, my name is Richard. I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Surveys. This is not a sales call. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting on a voluntary
This is
basis.
from
I'm sorry?
Who is this?
Yes, my name is Richard. I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling.
Opinion service?
Correct, ma'am. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues that are facing your community and division. Can you help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Okay, I have like literally 2 minutes because I'm putting my kids down for a nap.
Okay, can I call you back maybe after they're napping, man? Because this is like a 7-8 minute survey.
Oh, I thought you said it was 2 minutes.
I just said a few minutes. But you...
Okay, go.
Okay.
What are these questions about?
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other
Very
offices?
Likely. I will definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody out, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Okay. And what is your age bracket, ma'am?
I'm 40.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm pretty liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Probably somewhat.
Okay, all right. And
I feel like I'm getting more and more liberal, though.
Thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied then with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And I'm going to read the list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each,
okay.
I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have it focus on, where 10
okay.
is the most important, 5 is somewhat important, or 0 is not important at all.
Okay,
Is
this going to go straight to Biden so he knows what to prioritize?
This one is, the first one is making housing more affordable.
I don't think that in my community that's like as, it's 7.
Thank you. And reducing crime and gun violence?
Oh, like 10. Gun violence? Like are we
yes.
talking about gun laws?
No, reducing crime and gun violence.
Oh, God, I feel like that's a difficult question to... Reducing gun violence. Like, I mean, that's a 10.
Okay.
10. Yeah.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Like 8.
Okay. And protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
And the last one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Okay. And do you approve or do you disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Oh, man. I honestly don't totally approve, but I don't totally disapprove. Is there an option for that?
Absolutely. Is it strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or you strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very uncold, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly nor cold nor warm towards them.
Okay.
The first one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Oh, God, like 50.
50. Okay, and Republicans in Congress?
So what's that?
Republicans in Congress?
I should put the FDA closer to like 30.
30, okay. Not a problem. Let me move that. Okay, and how about Republicans in Congress?
Republicans in Congress? Oh,
correct.
God, like 25.
25. Okay, and Mr. Joe Biden?
Like 60.
Thank you. And I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if you think it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all.
Okay.
The first one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Removing what?
E-vapor products from the market.
Oh, for sure they should do that. Yes, like 100 or 10.
Okay, thank you. And reducing opioid abuse and
addiction. What's from the market? I mean, that's hard because it's like removing cigarettes from the market. I just feel like they should be the same. I don't know.
Okay. And how about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
Yeah, how are they going to do that? I mean, these are tough questions because it's like, it's a bigger issue, right? We should be dealing with poverty, and then we'll probably also deal with opioid addictions or dealing with mental health, and then that will also deal with opioid addiction. You know, it's like opioids aren't the problem. They're a symptom of a bigger problem.
Okay. So how would you rate that how would you rate that of an important issue it is for the FDA to be focused on?
Oh, I can.
I said, okay. And what about banning different tobacco products for adults?
I mean, no, I feel like they can't. I mean, like a 3.
Okay. And what about preventing underage tobacco use?
Like a 3.
3? Okay. Mm-hmm. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
Ban them? No. Yeah.
Okay, so you strongly oppose, somewhat oppose?
Oppose. Strongly oppose.
Thank you.
Should be going the other way.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, no, I oppose like all this stuff. I feel like it's like, I'm on the, yeah.
Do you strongly oppose it?
Yeah. Like making cigarettes illegal?
Okay.
Yeah.
And regardless of
I don't like smoking, but I feel like people, you know.
Okay. Completely understandable. Regardless of when you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I feel like it probably brings more harm because then it'll just like create like an illegal market for it.
Okay. Is that much more harm or less more harm?
Just more harm, but not like extreme. I'm not like extreme on this. These are hard to answer, honestly.
All right. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are there other issues that are more important right now?
Way more important issues.
Okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or prohibition, which is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes.
Is this for like this? Is your survey like for the tobacco industry or against the tobacco industry specifically?
Actually, no, I don't know who the client is, but they just give us these questions to ask you, ma'am. But
I feel like we have way bigger issues to address than tobacco at all.
Okay.
So
what would you say about that one? What would you think is a better approach from instead of harm reduction or
maybe education?
Okay.
Maybe education.
All right. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say that could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today.
Are the rest of the questions that we're answering today, are they all about tobacco?
A couple of more, ma'am.
Are they all about tobacco?
No.
Okay.
Now, for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. How concerned are you about that statement?
I feel like, can we move on to non-tobacco questions, because I don't really care about tobacco.
Okay. So let me see, put a few slides. Okay.
Just like fast forward to the next thing.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10.
Tobacco ban?
Yes. Where 10
means
that...
like all tobacco-related questions. Let's just jot that down as I don't give a fuck about tobacco.
Okay.
We'll move on.
I mean, so would you like to just say you do not know or refuse to answer the question?
I just don't care. Yeah, I just don't care. I, like, if whoever's asking these questions is trying to prioritize tobacco... tobacco is like a 0% priority.
Okay. Now, okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, ma'am, people do change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21.
Okay. Hey, I don't want to – I'm going to hang up, though. You're going to lose me in a minute. Let's move on to all tobacco, non-tobacco-related questions now.
Okay. And okay, my last question right here regarding this, would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have
oh, my God. Impact? We are done with tobacco. All right. I'm going to go put my babes to bed, but I hope I helped you at least a little bit.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good
day. Have a great day. You got it. Bye.
Hmm.